Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, do you feel like you're coaching for your job over these last 3 weeks?
No.
No? Do you feel like you deserve to keep this job?
Yes.
Why?
I'm the head coach at the University of Maryland.
Well said, Coach. That's Mike Locksley back and forth with a reporter at a presser earlier today. And obviously the heat is on, and you're seeing guys get fired all around the country for less than what's going on in Maryland. Now, the standard is not as high at Maryland. They've lost five in a row since starting 4-0. By the way, 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see the Terps take on Michigan coming up November 22nd. 410-583-1057. You want to go see Maryland, Michigan? You can go.
And Johnny Holiday can relate to that.
Talk to Beltway Ben.
A little inside radio there.
You get to talk to Beltway Ben. Yeah, I get. I feel you.
They're killing me, Tom.
Yeah. So I'll ask you the question that Locks wouldn't answer. Is he coaching for his job?
I think he has to be. At some point, there needs to be tangible signs of progress. Progress measurable in the standings, to like within reason. No one, I know he talked about winning the Big Ten. Come on, nobody really thinks they're winning the Big Ten. And progress not being, you know, Indiana flipping a program seemingly overnight. But like, in a year where there's a lot of teams in this conference who are a lot worse than people thought they were going to be, right? Wisconsin, who he did manage
Terrible.
To beat. Nebraska is still not special. Penn State stinks.
UCLA is no good.
UCLA is struggling. Like, this is not a quintessential Michigan team. He's going in the wrong direction. And it doesn't look like he's going to make a bowl game. And look, do I think they beat Sparty at Ford Field? I think it'll probably be a spread that looks like the Rutgers spread. They lost the Rutgers game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think there's that. And then there's also the, does it matter? Do people get behind it? Are people buying in? I was at the Washington game. There was a buy-in.
Yeah.
You so can well. Only be Lucy and with Charlie Brown on the football being pulled so many times. Then everybody shows up after a bye knowing the terrible alpha bye for Indiana. What happened? Now, they weren't going to beat Indiana. They probably weren't going to compete with Indiana. But the optics of the way that went down don't look good. Does the Board of Regents meeting, I guess, depending on what you read,
it's this
happenstance
evening.
Or totally related to him or totally unrelated to his status. But, like, you've got a new AD there who did not hire him,
Mm-mm.
who has very quickly, I think, gotten a feel for how passionate at least some semblance of this fan base is, including the kids who pay money to go there, the student section, that they're not really buying this. And if you don't have buy-in from the top-end boosters and you don't have buy-in from the average fan who you're trying to get to go out there on a Saturday afternoon, and you don't have buy-in from the student section, I don't know. That feels kind of bleak.
It's unthinkable that there's a shot, maybe even realistic, after starting 4-0, having a 20-0 lead against Washington as you're about to enter the fourth quarter, that they could lose out.
I'll take it a step further.
Straight.
And this is why they're same old Maryland, even though he doesn't want to hear that. they lost a winnable game to Washington. That was a game that they had in the bag. They
Nebraska.
Lost. They had Nebraska.
UCLA
they had so
Nebraska.
So again, let me get. They could have been 7-0 going against Indiana, and they probably still get beat by Indiana. Probably not killed because they have so much momentum, but they probably still get beat. But game day might have been at College Park.
Game day would have been there.
Yeah, like 7-0 Maryland. They're probably top 15 in the country. There's an alternate. What's the Spider-Verse? That movie where you got like multiple Spider-Men. There's a universe where they're 7-0 going into that game, but instead it's same old Maryland.
Well, and I know we got to go to a break here, but like we didn't talk about this game much. The fact that they finally run the ball, they run the ball for 300 yards. The quarterback has two explosive runs, including one for a
touchdown
score.
Run out of the game.
And you still pretty much get by the fourth quarter. It's not that you get an interception that you don't always get, and you still kind of get run out of the building in the fourth quarter, where fourth quarter has been a big problem for them all year. Like that kind of felt like,
well, you literally got
you
ran
found
over
another way to, like, you unlocked the one thing that's really been missing in your offense. You unlocked it in a way nobody thought you could, and you still, by the final 5 minutes, it's not that competitive. I just don't know that you survive that.
Maryland takes on Illinois this Saturday at Illinois. It's a 3:30 start. It means pregame coverage starts at 2:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens and Lamar Jackson now back at quarterback. He's been back for a few weeks. Is it going to be a tight end centric offense moving forward? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.